you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. I was trying not to say live anymore because, you know, the vast quantity of our beloved listeners, although we do have a goodly bunch listening live.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah.
for listening. But our podcaster listener.
Live sounds cool, though.
Yeah, fuck it. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5, if your holes are sucking us in live out east. If not, then thou perhaps art listening to us on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, or crabdiving.com. As they say in Chicago.
Hey, fuck you.
And they say that a lot. My neighborhood, they did.
They're real good at that.
Those Irish Catholics in the neighborhood I grew up. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours trying to not go fucking batshit crazy and lose our minds with all the craziness that's going on. God, more of these conspiracy theories. And it really is... Joy Reid calls it Earth 2.0, the Fox News moronosphere.
Oh yeah, right. They're just rebuilding the planet or something with dickheads.
Well, yeah, I mean it's just a different. Hannity did not mention. My name's Patrick Vile.
Oh, my name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Welcome. We're hitting the ground running like right. Fred Flintstone starting his car.
Yeah, yeah.
another ancient reference.
Wait, is Fred Flintstone anti-evolution and shit like that? Because it's dinosaurs and people cohabitating.
Yeah, it's a little Ark Encounter-ish.
Propaganda.
But funny.
Yeah.
They still hold up.
Yeah.
Flintstones are pretty
especially
funny.
If you don't mind domestic violence.
Abuse.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, honeymooners.
Oh, totally.
Bang zoom.
It was a catchphrase.
Yeah.
One of these days, Alice.
To the moon, right?
Yeah, I don't think he meant like.
Yeah,
that
I'm
going to
sit you down
way.
And have a strict talking to.
One of these days, Alice, I'm going to hit you so hard, you're going to go into orbit. What a way to live.
Mega.
Yes.
That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, right. Mega.
I don't even know. I was going off on a tangent already.
Oh,
but
shit. No, you were talking about we're hitting the ground running, we're like ninjas, go fuck yourself.
Oh, we're like ninjas. Don't forget if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and whatever you buy, we get our beaks a little wet. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Pay us. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
A very brief applause sign. It's
right.
Very, it's
damn.
A very obedient audience.
Good job, Kate.
And don't forget, if you want to join us during the show, comment
yes.
at us, tell us to fuck off, etc. You can tweet us.
Right.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Or we don't really pay attention to the Facebook comments during
right.
the show, but...
maybe we'll have Kate do that today.
You
Kate,
can,
log on.
She's
to the,
right on top of that.
Right.
But you can always join the warm and fuzzy community over there.
Oh, yes.
Let's get right into the headlines and we'll start talking about all the just crazy shit. It's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, maybe it's because it's Thursday.
Yes.
It just gets so overwhelming. Can you imagine the stories we'd be doing?
Well,
you know, a guy fucking a sofa on the street corner, right. You know, or stuff like that.
And I'm not bringing this up to get into it because I don't think there's a need to, but what we wouldn't be bringing up is Obama being discussed by a former staffer on the set of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'd see
that.
I've
got that clip.
God damn. I mean, we're so trashy. We're so trashy. We're treasonous. We're trashy. We're racist. It's just a big fuck pit. It's a fuck pit. America is now a fuck pit.
Let's see what is going on in your headlines.
Oh, yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Oh, remind me. Dateline, February 8th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck right. You, stupid.
It reminded me, and I don't want to forget, I was listening to Majority Report, Sam Cedar.
Yes.
From a day or two or three ago, and he was interviewing a dude who was a journalist whose assignment was go out and go into the craziest lunatic deep red hole of America.
Yes.
And talk to Trump supporters there and find out what they think.
Okay.
How's he doing?
Right.
And he came to Fort Walton, Florida.
Fort Walton Beach, just that way?
just that
past
way.
Gulf Breeze?
Yes.
Okay.
And Destin.
Yeah.
Are the two areas he said he went to. And they played some sound to some of the people he talked to. And, you know, we may be doomed as a species, not just as a country.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I've been seeing this one comic, and I don't need to name him. It's not important. But this guy hails from the land of Fort Walton. And, you know, he's a little racist. He said some racist things here and there. And I'm like, well, you know, he's new. He just started, but still, yeah. You know, I'm like, you know what I read? I read that Fort Walton per capita is the drunkest.
Oh, damn.
I guess that means, I don't
God,
know,
I find
capita.
The areas. I lived in Wisconsin for a while, too. Shit.
That's exactly what somebody else said when they heard that. Someone actually said, what about Wisconsin? I know. It's like, that's a good fucking point.
Wisconsin had,
I believe,
at one point, the most bars per capita. If my memory serves me.
Right.
It might not, because I lived in Wisconsin. But there were a lot of bars in Wisconsin.
What else are you going to do? I mean, you're going to go out and run around. And then, listen, even if the weather was great, they're shoving cheese down your fucking face. You don't feel like running around. And
well, that's a little violating, but yeah.
Yes.
That's what we called it. The over at the Commie Pinko Liberal,
if they
Huff Post, the headline is a picture of Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
And a couple other Dems in the background, none of which I can identify.
Oh, yes. I like what she did. I think that's fucking cool.
Her faux filibuster. Yeah.
Right.
Dems do or die on Dreamers.
Right.
Quite alliterative mm-hmm. over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Leads to a story. It says, we're about to find out whether House Democrats mean what they say on DACA.
So they're not
today's the vote.
They're not going to quote unquote cave or whatever.
We'll see. Nancy Pelosi, it doesn't seem, you know, that she gave that filibuster. It's not a filibuster. They don't exist
right.
in the House, but she talked for a really fucking long time.
Yeah.
And, she said that I will not be voting for this bill, this spending bill.
Yes.
And she said, without DACA, without a guarantee. She did say guarantee. You know what I mean? She didn't say, we want the DACA deal in this bill. She said, I want a guarantee from the speaker.
Oh, I see. A guarantee that next time around, it'll get fixed.
That soon.
But.
Because, you know, TikTok.
Right. A guarantee means dick. Right? I mean, with the GOP.
Another guy was here 40 years. Zero crimes. Got deported.
Right. Horrible.
She said, I'm just telling people why I'm voting the way I'm voting, which is very specific. She didn't say, I'm whipping the House into the Democrats into line. And she's been pretty good about that. I mean, that's one thing. Call her what you will. But Nancy has been really good about hurting the Democratic cats. Yeah.
So why doesn't she do it in this case?
I don't know.
It's weird. It's like you're taking a stand, but you're on the fence.
Right. I think they're worried about 2018 and, you know, which we're in. But I mean, the election coming up, and that it'll hang on them if there's a government shutdown, because the polls are saying that Republicans did a really good fucking job of blaming them for the couple of days that it was shut down. So
shit.
And Fox and Hannity.
What
and
do them. We do? It's like you we're stuck in a country where you can't really do the right thing, because on some level you always have to cater to these dumbass mouth breathers. You know?
Yeah, vote.
God, it sucks.
Voting Democrats.
It really sucks that in this country, we allow the dumbest fucking people to fucking vote. It is a shame and a fucking half. These rednecks that go to those Trump rallies, they're,
God. That was one of the ones in Fort Walton that he interviewed. It was a, said it was the youngest, too. Like, she's in her 20s, and she went to several Trump rallies.
Several?
Yeah.
How many do you need to go to?
Well, she's way into him. And he literally asked her, is there anything he could do to make you stop supporting him? She said, no.
I know one thing he could do. What's your... Did she get
gay black porn?
Yeah, she could expire, you know.
No, they'll probably just think he's coming back.
Right.
With the Senate expected to easily pass their bipartisan spending deal.
Yes.
House Republicans are generally falling in line, they say, except for the real lunatics who are right. Like, the deficit. All of a sudden, they're worried about the deficit. They couldn't disguise their boners over the tax deal scam.
Right.
Yet they're like, which is going to add trillions to the deficit, maybe. Or the debt, I should say.
See, when you're anointed by God, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, well, deficit.
Yeah, they don't care now.
I think they hate it because there's a deal for DACA.
Right.
Or a promise for DACA or something. There's something in it they hate, cancer kids or something.
There's something in it that does that will help our society, and it disgusts them.
There was I saw a list of what the Democrats are getting
right
in this bipartisan deal, and it's just all good things. It's helping those that need help. It's insane. And the Republicans want more guns, more missiles, more tanks, more bayonets.
How is that? When you add to military and a gun, how does that help the people? How does that put more people under the umbrella of the government to take care of them? Why? Who is that helping?
Because they're lazy, and then they don't work, and then they just sit at home and they buy big screen TVs.
What are you supposed to do?
Buy lottery tickets.
Oh, yes. These dickheads that are sitting at home, sucking off their guns, waiting for the revolution to pop off. What do you do until then, dickhead? What if you have to go to the doctor? What if you want to eat? What if you want to go on a vacation? What if you don't want to work 12 jobs at minimum fucking wage?
Well, yeah. Don't touch my KY care.
Right.
But get rid of Obamacare.
I need these guns, too.
Which is the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
That was the smartest thing they did in Kentucky was...
Rename
it. Was not tell them it was Obamacare.
God, see, that's my point, man. If you had half a brain in Kentucky... If I was in charge of Kentucky, I'd be like, hi, can you connect me with Jerry Brown? Hi, Jerry. you send over me everything that you did in your fucking state, and I'm going to do it. And I'm not even going to think twice about it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be better than Kentucky.
You see, California, I've got that story in here somewhere, but they're basically, the details are, you know, whatever, but the right. basic story is they're giving a big fuck you to Trump and the EPA, which is being decimated, for, you know, these offshore drilling leases they've given.
Oh God.
Pollute away everybody. And,
who fucking cares, man.
But then, Rick Scott slithered up to Washington and the controversy now is that he got like a special dispensation from them.
Right.
Well, okay. You don't have to in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Maine's like, well, WTF, we don't want that shit here either.
Right.
And California's like, I don't want that shit.
Wait, Paul LePage doesn't want an oil spill.
They don't
in
want.
Maine?
Yeah. Even they realize that they don't want that kind of stuff. So
hey, we haven't heard from Paul LePage. Is he dead?
I'm sure if we lived in Maine, we'd have to have another podcast.
Is he still in charge?
Yeah. Not for long.
Right.
I think he's being termed out, right?
I don't know.
So he'll probably get a job with the White House.
Come the fuck on.
He's going to be the
Secretary of State or something like that. Oh, God.
Paul LePage is the governor, if you don't know, of Maine, who's a he was Trump before Trump, kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit. Paul LePage is
you little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
That was a message he left for a member of the Maine legislature.
I was about
he was
to
a little
say,
upset with.
Maybe Paul LePage would be better than Trump, but you just played that clip and
he's crazy.
I don't know.
He's the one
probably
who said drug dealers are coming from New York
right.
by the name of Shifty and Lefty and G Money.
They're raping our white daughters.
And raping the white daughters.
God. What's wrong with the Republicans? It's like sometimes I feel like the GOP sits around and they're like, how can we make our party more racist? How can we do that?
Oh, well, I'm sure one of them will be like, hold my beer.
Right.
So the
hold my dick.
Paul Ryan said, you know, Eddie Munster, the Speaker of the House, said that, well, he thinks it's going to pass. He thinks he's got enough Democrats that are going to vote for it.
Yeah.
He did want to make everyone know, oh no, this is a Democratic whip notice. Yes. Unlike in the Senate, there's no agreement that the House will even consider legislation to protect Dreamers. By leaving this vital issue unresolved, this package leaves Dreamers isolated without a path to resolution in the House.
Right.
So damn. That was a memo that went out to all the Democrats. So, they say, one senior Democrat aide said Pelosi's tepid opposition has been signal enough for some Democrats that even with this notice, there will be no repercussions if they vote yes on the bill.
There'll be no repercussions
from the Democrats.
Yeah.
Like,
on the
go
GOP,
ahead. And,
right.
Yeah. Go ahead and fuck the Dreamers, which, you know, this is one of those situations again, where I don't know what,
God.
It's horrific that we're in this place to begin with, but I think you got to lay it at the orange, the Russian piss covered feet of Donald J. Trump, because he's the one who did not need to end DACA whatsoever.
God, you know, man,
and did it with a magic pen, alleging that he was forcing Congress to finally do something about it.
Yeah.
Well, how's that going?
It's not
and the byproduct is good, normal, hardworking Americans are getting booted out.
You know what? Maybe I take back what I said about Pelosi, man. Why isn't she whipping her people to do the right thing? I mean, why? I mean, I get what.
Well, that's what I was just saying. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that there's that much they could do.
Right.
Again, without losing public opinion for everybody but us.
Yeah.
From, you know, I mean, we'll be like, woohoo. And the Dreamers will be like, woohoo. But normal people who don't follow politics, who don't really give a shit, they're just going to see on their nightly news or on Fox and fucking Friends that the Democrats are trying to attach an unrelated bill.
It's people. Yeah. Fuck.
You mean like those 195 times that you were like, we're going to build a bridge and defund Obamacare. Yeah. We're gonna open a hospital and defund Obamacare.
But the Dems want to extend protection to a lot of people. Right. It's not bullshit. It blows my mind that people don't see it the way we do, though. It blows my fucking mind.
Well, they don't know. Elizabeth Warren was on telly yesterday with one of the pundits, and she's content with the Senate deal. She said it's maybe a good sign of maybe some bipartisanship to come, but like if we could really get Congress working again by telling the lunatics to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, God.
And the Republicans, you know, they could get Democrats to work with them if they weren't just...
I don't trust them for a second either. Yeah, the problem with the Republicans is like we've talked about this before. It's hard to look at a lot of the things they believe in and not boil it down to racism.
Oh yeah.
And stupid God bullshit. There. And things that to normal human beings are fucking deal breakers.
So I guess we're waiting now for the vote. She said Pelosi wrote a letter to her Democratic colleagues laying out the reasons she opposed the bill.
Yes.
And added that Paul Ryan's refusal to move forward in a bipartisan way on immigration demeans the dignity of the House of Representatives. You know?
Okay.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a mess. What a fucking mess.
The Republicans do not have the votes to pass this caps bill on their own. House Democrats have a voice here. We must be heard, is what she said.
I mean, they obviously don't have a voice. I mean, it's so depressing. It's like, it's like the below the neck, you know, speaking from the heart, I want the Democrats to stand up for these dreamers. And just to say, fuck everything, because these are people and you're not treating them like human beings. We don't stand for that. We don't do that. But I don't know. It feels like maybe it's going to come to that anyway.
Probably. I mean, I can't see them voting on a clean DACA bill. I mean, maybe. Although Mitch... We'll see what Mitch has up his cloaca.
Nah, his shit pussy.
Gross.
I just wish the progressives were the party that would just give the finger to these racist fucking fascists.
Well, I mean, let's win back the House and the Senate, and we could do a lot of fingers.
Oh, God, if that happens, it better be a pound of fucking flesh. I don't want to see any niceness. I'm going to fucking just rip the fucking place apart. Punish. These GOP fuckers need to pay for what they've done to this country. Mitch the bitch.
What, you want to throw them in jail? You want to lock them up?
What do you think's going to happen on this Russian probe? You're telling me
that's a different deal. That's a different deal. If there are actual crimes committed, then yes. If there's, I mean, I don't know that Mitch colluded with Russia or committed fraud or anything like that. If they get him, that would be awesome. But I mean, just regular heinous politics. Then we're not them. We're not going to lock up.
Well, I mean, if you look at our country,
political opponents.
But if you look at our country from the outside, and you were from a human rights standpoint, and you're like, oh, this party is holding these people hostage and saying they could be deported, taken from their homes, and right. I mean, is that not a human rights violation?
I mean, it's a shitty place.
I mean, if we were looking at it, if this was happening in another country and say we didn't have this Schittler fuck nut, say Obama was in office and this is happening in England, don't you think Obama would call up Theresa May and be like, hey, what's going on with this shit? Let's get The Hague involved.
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Possibly. The Hague's going to send a sternly worded letter.
Yeah.
Isn't... Dick Cheney
Right.
Been summoned by The Hague? I mean, didn't, you know, so there's but not a lot of teeth, sadly.
You know, I mean, there is no teeth. But you're talking about, like, human rights abuses that happen all the time in our fucking country.
Well, yeah.
The police, and we're telling all these people they could be deported. It's fucking wrong.
There may be as many, for this bill, there may be as many as high double digits defections.
From what?
From the Republicans. Who don't want to vote for it for various ridiculous reasons.
God. They don't want to vote for it because in it is a guarantee to talk about DACA. That is fucking amazing.
It says how much leverage Democrats have in this showdown will depend greatly on how many votes Republicans end up with. If there are 40 Democrat yes votes, no matter what leadership says, and only around 60 Republican no's, they'll have a tough time in any effort to get a firmer promise from Ryan on immigration.
Paul Ryan. This is not me. I'm not involved. Listen, man, it's like, I wonder what it looked like in Nazi Germany, in early Nazi Germany, before the Jews got rounded up and sent to camps. I mean, you can't say that Trump doesn't look and sound like a fucking fascist. And I thought the rule was never again, never again. And now it feels like we're just giving and we're giving and we're giving. And how long down this fucking rabbit hole do we go until we look at, we're in some horrific place? We've already got these ICE fuckers marching around deporting people because of their fucking skin color.
Luis Gutierrez from Illinois said, I say to everybody, don't collude with this administration. Vote against this budget.
Yeah, do what he says.
This bill provides $80 billion for defense.
Yeah.
$63 billion for non-defense above the spending caps this year. Then there's another $85 billion more. There are some good things in this bill in that I think everything covers 2 years. And they even are trying to sneak in a debt increase for 2 years. So no more of these guns to the head.
Right.
For 2 years.
Wow. Well, that's...
The $85 billion more for defense, $68 billion more next year.
So I wonder, like, my question would be, why doesn't... Luis Gutierrez is saying don't vote for it. But why doesn't he see what you're talking about? Like, why doesn't he see the value in, you know... having this past and the stability and all that shit, does he think? See, that makes that's when somebody like that speaks out against it, that makes me think maybe he's right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right.
The Paul Ryan says he feels good about passage
in
the House. A vote is likely Thursday afternoon in the Senate,
right?
Where it's expected to pass handily. Although, I just saw. Not that long ago that there was something they were getting ready to vote on by unanimous consent to make everything go faster. It's if they can get unanimous, everybody in at the same time.
Holy shit.
Usually it's things like let's adjourn.
Right. You
know, let's give ourselves a raise, that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Let's give ourselves a raise.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
They're saying that it's being held up by one senator.
Yeah.
John Cornyn, the second number two Republican in the U.S. Senate.
Yes.
Expected a vote on pending legislation. Said it's being held up by an objection from Republican Senator Rand Paul.
Oh my God. How do we know though? Maybe he's still.
Sometimes I like Rand Paul just because he's a hemorrhoid to his own party.
Yeah. Is he still injured from his little fight that he had with his fucking neighbor about leaves?
Yeah, I think he's
some bullshit.
they say it'll prevent them from proceeding to a final vote
on this bill.
Right.
So Rand Paul doesn't want to vote for it.
Well, he's pissed about something. John Cornyn said, Senator Paul has some concerns we're talking to him about. Otherwise, we'd move it up by consent. Right now, I understand he's objecting.
Yeah.
He is all he said.
And it's probably because there's a guarantee to address DACA, right?
So they hate him. Isn't that kind of what Ted Cruz did to help force the
shutdown?
The shutdown all by his lonesome?
Nobody likes Ted Cruz.
He doesn't. I saw that. Something just today that's like Ted Cruz is back or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he's slithering back into the spotlight.
Hey, Ted, if you happen to be listening, I might be able to enlighten you as sure. to why.
He's a big crab diving fan.
Right. Why people don't like you. And it's similar to the thing with Eric Trump. See, Eric Trump, like you and Eric, you're both tremendous pieces of shit.
Hispanic people hate him.
Right.
And he's Cuban.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you see, you're garbage. You're total fucking garbage, like Eric. And on top of that, you and Eric have these kind of horrible faces. Like Eric's face is kind of terrifying in a way that it looks like a guy who's slowly morphing into a zombie, like on The Walking Dead. You've got like, I'd like to describe it as a fuck face. Like Ted Cruz has a classic case of fuck face-itis.
And he's always on the most punchable face list.
Yeah. And you put that together with his politics and his fucking personality. Oh, my God, dude, you're a fucking vomit. No one's ever going to like you. And no one's ever going to like Eric Trump.
And
ever.
And his dad killed Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What was he doing there? Right? I don't know. They have a picture of him with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right. Right.
I couldn't remember the name for a half sec.
Say Oz. It's like Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond.
Kennedy. Is he dead? Does he still live?
Donny Osmond is not dead.
Don't say it like that, dude. Donny and Marie was around in the fucking 70s.
Well, yeah, but she's doing weight loss commercials now, and they have their own theater in Branson.
That sounds awesome.
The whole fam.
Shit.
Trump
called Ted Cruz a pussy. He's the one who said, yeah, he's a pussy.
No, it was a very naughty woman in the audience that said it, and Trump just repeated it for everyone.
Listen, I don't want to say what she said. Well, yeah, right. She called him
that
a pussy.
That was kind of funny.
He's a pussy. He said it twice, I think. He said
I can't believe he's president, but
no, I know.
He was pretty funny a lot during the fucking...
Yeah, he was, dude.
During the...
He was able to...
Racist.
You
know, in between those moments.
I was talking about Trump with some comics. We were like, man, you see those rallies. I mean, how many people were at those fucking rallies?
Tens of thousands.
I mean, he held that room. But also, I mean, he's like Hitler.
I mean, yeah.
They worship him.
Put make one of those beer can fans and hang it up, and you'd hold half that room for an hour.
And he would also say, if there are any liberals in there, he would direct his fans to beat the shit out of him.
Right, or media.
Know? Take his coat. Oh, yeah.
Go throw something at the media.
What a horrible person.
We sell rocks.
Yeah.
$20 a rack.
Yeah.
You can fling one at the median.
Take his coat. Do you remember that? It's cold.
Yeah.
Take his coat.
That's our president.
Oh, God. If you voted for Trump, fuck you. You're a fucking fascist. Just know that.
Speaking of, let's see what the drudgies are dredging up.
Boo!
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Well, apparently, something must be going on with the market. It says, welcome to the correction.
Yes.
All in red.
Oh, God, financial news. God damn it.
Stocks enter correction as rate hike fears return.
Right.
Markets wrap. What happened?
It sounds bad, I think.
Selling accelerated in the final hour of trading.
Selling accelerated in the final hour of trading as major indexes breached round number milestones blew past just weeks ago. The S&P 500 tumbled through 2,600 and the Dow failed to hold 24,000.
Tell me about your major index.
Both are headed towards their average price for the past 200 days, a level that technical analysis says and technical analysts say may act as a magnet and a floor.
What the fuck does that mean? Is that good or is that bad?
A magnet means it's going to drop and stay dropped. A floor means it's dumped enough and it's going to maybe bounce back up, I think.
Are Are we happy or are we outraged? We don't give
My 401k hasn't been really affected.
Who gives a shit? Kate, we're nothing. How do you like that? Nobody cares. God damn it.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Stocks took a high hard one.
God, Drudge, you're such a pussy. No offense, but like, where's all the pro-Trump shit? Is Matt Drudge like trying to distance himself from Schittler?
Sometimes.
Because there's no Trump news in there lately.
It's very confusing. Well, right here, Trump addresses the National Prayer Breakfast, which is beyond bizarro world.
Oh, yeah. It's still fucked up.
Beyond bizarro world. He paid a hooker, not a porn star, forgive me, Stormy. He paid an adult entertainer.
Right.
To be quiet.
Yes.
About the fact that they had done it.
No condom.
Bull.
No condom. Married. Just had a baby.
Yeah.
Here's the launch codes, says America. We're fucked.
I don't know. You want to hear?
Oh, yeah,
I
dude.
I don't know. Kind of his whole little speech here. Let's just drop in. Let's go 4:20.
No, shit.
Four minutes and 20 seconds in. Donald Trump, the National Prayer Breakfast.
This is supposed to be sad, Trump. I was reading about this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because he's sad about the fucking, with his goddamn scandal with his fucking wife beater that General Kelly was sad to let go. And he's just bummed.
Oh.
And he should be taking a victory lap because he's done a lot of good things for these dickheads.
That is why the words praise be to God are etched atop the Washington Monument. And those same words are etched into the hearts of our people. So
this is sad teleprompter Trump.
He doesn't care.
He was thrilled the other day when he called the Democrats treasonous and everything. He loves that shit.
Right. Why are you so sad, Donald? These are your people.
Because he's talking to the evangelicals. He's got to be really careful.
The last prayer breakfast, he was like, we're going to get rid of the Johnson Act. We're going to do this and that. And he's done it. Didn't he do that?
You said Johnson. I don't think he officially has done that yet.
Right.
He signed some
bullshit.
Ridiculous. Yeah. We're going to look into it.
Right.
Executive orders.
Yeah.
I'm making an executive order that we're going to look into.
Why does he
pedophile camps on Mars.
Why do these people give a fuck about this Michael Porter or whatever? It's not Michael Porter. No, I got a friend named Michael Porter. He's an actor. He's not the guy in the White House that beat his wife. Mm-hmm. Rob Porter. Why do they give a fuck about this guy? It's just another white guy.
Who?
Rob.
Does who give a fuck about
the White House? Why do they fucking care about him? Why is Trump sad this guy got let go? Why is General Kelly sad this guy?
Well, wasn't he making sexy times with Hope Hicks?
Oh, yeah.
One of their BFFs?
Right, that's true. She can get other dick, right?
Well, she had Corey Lewandowski. It seems all she can get are dicks.
Hope, quit fucking these lunatics!
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
I don't know.
What heinous, abusive people are she attracted to?
Well,
Jesus,
listen, she's in the White House.
She's the communications director.
Yeah.
She's 27. Oh, not that, you know.
Listen, she
I don't want to shit on our millennial friends.
Right, listen, whip out a resume.
Well, right.
I mean, she worked for Ivanka and her fucking fashion line or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, that was it. Right out of college, she went to a PR firm and then she was assigned the Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Account.
Right.
And then Ivanka liked her, and I'm sure the second Don saw her in the hallway. I think she should have a job.
And Donald and all these people are probably like, when they hire fuckers, they're probably like, okay, if they get called to testify, is there anything we have we can hold over their head so they won't tell on us, or can we trust them? Will they be loyal? That's probably the first thing they think of.
Well, he didn't want people in his administration that were short.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he wanted big, strong, tall men folk around him.
What are you doing there, dickhead?
And he didn't want Bolton. He loved Bolton, but he didn't like that mustache.
Oh, my God.
He thought it was fucked up.
What's up with Bannon then? My God, that guy looks
for some reason, yeah.
It's like a walking fucking canker sore.
Slappy. Slappy, Steve.
Guy's wearing 7 shirts.
It's very strange.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
He's apparently going to sing like a walrus at the... at the...
you can't get to
Mueller.
Like,
he wouldn't give shit.
Yeah.
He wouldn't give shit to Congress. Remember, he was like, the White House doesn't want me to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it? Are they invoking executive privilege? No, they just don't want me to answer questions. Well, these people are writing their own...
He's saving
rules and laws.
He's saving his special little, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, Russia pussy for these goddamn, for Mueller. He didn't want to, I mean, he's going to give it up to Congress. He probably doesn't respect Congress, any of those fuckheads in the Senate.
Right, right. And now he's pissed at Trump shitting on him and going after him, so he's probably going to spill. Right. He already told Michael Wolff that it was treasonous when Don Jr. and Manafort went and scuttled down to meet the Russians. Love it.
I mean, dude, think about it. If every day you wear 7 shirts to work, that's like, instead of needing 7 shirts for a week, that means you need 49. Where does he keep his shit? He must have vacuum sealed bags or something that he uses.
Maybe he just rotates layers.
Oh, he's wearing all his clothes at once.
Yeah, and then just like takes them all off and puts on the new one.
That seems incredible.
Puts the one that was on the inside on the outside and it air cleans.
How horrible. Jeez. That's amazing.
So that's the headline of the Drudge Report is the apparently in the stock market.
Yay. Congratulations.
El Divo.
Ooh, oh, wait, it's bad. We got a magnet, we got a floor, we're fucked.
Maybe that's why he was sad, too.
Yeah.
Although it happened last hour, I guess, of training.
I hate when Nazis are sad.
Skipping forward, I'm skipping through the YouTube video here, and the screen caps are, it really is like sad Trump the whole time. Everywhere I'm clicking, he really looks like he's not having a good time talking to these Christianists.
The New York Times described his mood at this dinner or breakfast as subdued.
Skipping.
The best within ourselves. Let us pray for that extra measure of strength.
Fuck you.
And that extra measure of devotion. And let us seek to build a more just and peaceful world where every child can grow up without violence, worship without fear, and reach their God-given potential. As long as we are true to America's founding and the example that all of these great founders have set, we can all be heroes to everybody, and they can be heroes to us. As long as we open our eyes to God's...
That's a David Bowie song. We can be heroes just for one day.
How dare Stephen Miller quote... David Bowie.
Right. Hey, did Stephen Miller write this garbage, drivel? Yeah, maybe horrible.
Maybe they let Pence's people help because, you know, it's a different language.
He doesn't. Hey, right. Evangelicals. He doesn't care. I imagine Trump has left a voicemail that goes something like this. Hey, Ilana, I'm here. Hey, Ilana Evans. I'm here with your friend Stormy Daniels. She just let me fuck her without a condom. Why don't you come over here and join us, and I'll fuck you without a condom. It'll be a big party. Come on over. I'm coming in, everybody. Oh, yeah. I just had a baby. I'm married. I don't give a fuck. In 5 years, America's going to be like, oh, you want to be president?
So that's what's going on. Oh, those are your headlines.
Wow.
Yay.
God, he sucks. I mean, that's...
He's really not good.
God damn. Obama was so fucking good when he spoke.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is a bag of shit.
Eric Holder was on one of the shows. Three of the shows.
Right.
And he's, he's doing that anti-gerrymandering initiative with Barack Hussein. But they're also going to be trying to elect candidates. And he said, we're going places. Like he said, we're going to go. They said, wait, you mean President Obama is going to be out stumping for you know, local legislatures and stuff like that. And he said, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Obama's going to be out in some state, you know, trying to get some state senator elected or some.
Right.
So it's going to be amazing, maybe.
The audio clips aren't working. I just got a note from Jason. Thank you, Jason.
Odd. Okay.
Yeah.
My
brother's the one that wrote that bestiality song that we play sometimes for the anybody's wondering. Jason wrote that.
Here is, well, oh no, I don't, that's not, I don't know why that's not working.
Right.
There's other shit going on in the world, by the way.
What?
I know it's hard to believe. I've got a story. God, there's a couple of shit that we didn't get to.
Yes.
Where's that fucking sheriff? Did you hear about this sheriff that is caught on tape?
Right. Jacking off?
No, directing his jackboots who were in a hot pursuit.
Right.
Of a guy that they'd pulled over and they had him on driving without a license or something.
Right.
And he spooked and drove away. And then it was a chase.
Okay.
I think it got up to 50 miles an hour. So it's not like a high speed chase, God. But you can do some serious damage.
Absolutely.
At 50.
Get hit by a car at 50 miles an hour. You tell me.
But this is heinous. And, right. and Tennessee.
Fuck you, boy.
Shocker.
Don't those people pray with rattlesnakes in their hands? Shit like that. Fucked up.
Tennessee sheriff is now being sued.
Eat my dick.
For excessive force. After he was recorded boasting he had told officers to shoot a man rather than risk damaging their police cars by ramming him off the road.
What kind of, are these nice new cruisers or damaging the cars? Oh my God.
This is, I'm reading from The Guardian.
I mean, what does this guy think?
Sheriff, this is Sheriff Adi Shoup.
Oh, yeah. Odie Shoup.
O-D-D-I-E. Odie? It's Odie.
Odie.
Odie Shoup. S-H-O-U-P-E.
He's from Tennessee.
Maybe it's Shoupe.
No. It's not Shoupe, and it's Odie.
Yeah, White County.
Fuck ye, boy.
Of course it is.
Right.
They said, we're ramming him.
Oh, God.
Sheriff Odie Shoup of White County said on tape, in the aftermath of the killing of suspect,
oh my God,
Michael Dial, I said, don't ram him, shoot him. Fuck that shit. Ain't gonna tear up my cars.
Hey, what about that movie? What was that movie with Burt Reynolds and the late, great Sally Field in
Cannonball Run?
No. It's close.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Right. I mean, if this guy, do you remember
Sheriff Buford T. Justice?
Yes, Buford T. Justice.
Yep. Jackie, it's the second Jackie Gleason reference today.
Remember that? Right. Speaking about domestic violence, do you remember when Jackie Gleason's character tells his son, boy, when I get home, remind me to hit your mama in the mouth. there is no
more
way
domestic violence.
You came from my loins. If Buford T. Justice would have followed this reasoning, that movie would have never happened. Do you remember what that patrol car looked like at the end of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
It was all beat up and shit. It didn't even have doors.
Let's see.
Hey. Put the evidence in it back.
Okay, so what he told us, put the evidence in the back. It's just part of his car that's fallen off, like the bumper.
It's the hood.
Oh, is it the hood?
The hood is in the front seat.
Put the evidence in the back.
Barbecue your ass, people!
That's a different one. There we go.
Put the evidence in the back. There's no way, no no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
There we go. Yikes.
That's pretty
1970s humor, everybody.
Oh, shit. By the way, listen to the Hollywood Hick on the 7 Zen at midnight, because I tell you what, when the Hick gets kind of excited, you can't tell me that sometimes his voice doesn't sound like Jackie Gleason in Smokey and the Bandit, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, you know, Brent, I'm saying this to you with the utmost respect. I love your show and everything. It's very funny, but at times you do, he sounds like that, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
What's he, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Brent?
He's Southern. Whatever it is, he's Southern as fuck.
I love fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos, right. But let me just tell you, do not ever, under any circumstances, sit in front of the television set and eat a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and then think your morning poo is going to be anything other than just straight up fire painful. I'm just saying, I'm just giving just public service announcement. I know that.
There you go.
Oh, God. Listen to the Hollywood Hick. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
This stock market. I guess Fox News went nuts over it. It's like, what's happening? Did you hear Trump? You know, Trump tweeted about it.
Right.
Finally. And he was basically like, he said, big mistake.
Big mistake.
The stock market going down.
Oh, yeah. What
that's
does that
a big
mean?
Mistake, guys. Like somebody sitting around saying, that's it. I'm going to dump all my stocks.
I'm no financial fucking guy, but this is how I understand the stock market works. A bunch of people get in the room and they buy and sell shit.
Not anymore. It's computers all over the world. Yeah.
But for different reasons, people are buying and selling shit. And the stock market is dictated by what a bunch of people buy and sell.
Mm-hmm.
So how is one person controlling all that? How is it a big mistake,
the Illuminati,
Donald?
Maybe. I don't know.
You had Omarosa in the White House.
Deep state.
And she left the White House to go be on Celebrity Big Brother.
I got that clip coming.
You're trash. God.
Fuck that shit. Ain't gonna tear up my cars, Audie Sharp, sheriff of White County, said on the tape.
Audie. Boy.
Shoop arrived on the scene shortly after police had shot the poor man at the conclusion of a low-speed chase, clearly upset that he had missed the excitement.
Oh, my God.
Shoop, apparently unaware his comments were being picked up by another deputy's body cam.
Yeah, baby.
That fucking boy left that shit on. Said, I love this shit. God, I tell you what, I thrive on it.
Oh my God.
If they don't think I'll give the damn order to kill that motherfucker, they're full of shit.
No, I thoroughly believe.
He said laughing.
Yeah, I would believe you would do that. Was this guy, I missed the detail. Was this a person of color or is it a white person?
Oh, I probably. Take him out. I'm here on the damn wrong end of the county.
He's on the wrong.
He's upset that he was on the wrong side, that he couldn't be there to watch the killing.
That's crazy, Audie. Jesus.
So there is now a federal lawsuit from Mr. Dial's widow, Robin,
Bucky,
alleging the use of excessive force against the husband who was unarmed.
God damn.
The filing says it was not only inappropriate, but also unconscionable for defendant Shoop to give the order to use deadly force, calling his decision proof of a malicious and sadistic mindset. Yeah, sounds like it.
No shit. He didn't want to. He was enjoying it. This guy is dying, and he's having a good time.
So police attempted to pull Dial over in April last year for driving on a suspended license. He drove away, but the fact that he was driving a 40-odd-year-old pickup with a fully loaded trailer severely restricted his speed.
Why didn't they just let this guy go and pick him up somewhere
else?
Well,
that's what sane people were saying.
I mean, he's pulling a trailer. Is he going to disappear?
DeKalb County deputies, who began the pursuit before White County deputies took over, told investigators it was more like a funeral procession than a highway chase.
And they shot him?
Right. Deputies tried using a pit maneuver to slow Dial's car, where they nudge another vehicle, make it turn.
Oh, I've seen that in movies.
But Shoup radioed the officers to tell him to stop trying to do that. Instead said, shoot him.
What the fuck?
When a deputy had successfully nudged Dial off the road, Reserve Deputy Adam West, who was in pursuit in his own personal vehicle, three shots as the vehicle went down into a ditch.
Oh.
Dial died of a gunshot wound to the head.
I mean,
summary executions in America.
Man, how fucked up. We're a bunch of fascist dickheads. There's no reason that guy should be dead. There's no reason.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Imagine you're related to this guy, you're close to him, and you just listen to this dude rejoice over this guy's death that he shot someone.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to think our law enforcement, that would be their last resort, would be bullets. You could do anything else. Or let the guy go. Let him go and pick him up some other time. I mean, you don't have the danger of this high-speed chase. I mean, who gives a fuck?
Shockingly, not African-American.
Wow, as a white guy?
Michael Dial, white dude, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, unsurprising if it wouldn't have been.
Right.
You would expect that kind of.
Damn, this is how they treat white people. They're bloodthirsty. Imagine if you're a person of color. They would have been like, call in an airstrike. What a dick.
So there you go. The Tennessee sheriff now. Why does he still have a job? Once you hear that tape, why?
Yeah. Why isn't he arrested? They're talking
about lawsuits. Why isn't he? Right.
Why isn't he fucking arrested? Right. I mean, doesn't that sound like, I mean, I don't, is that conspiracy to commit murder? Is that murder? What the fuck is that? Right. I mean, if you're a cop, you're violating someone's civil rights.
I mean, they could say he could have killed someone driving. He would, you know, so that's how they're, that's their
fucking trailer. I mean, God, everybody drives 50 miles an hour. Well, okay, then let's just shoot everybody driving 50 miles an hour. It's dumb.
The speed limit's 65. Don't drive slow.
Right. He was under the speed limit.
Let's talk about Omarosa. This is, Omarosa went from the White House, well, reality TV on The Apprentice, or a few of the apprentices, and went to working for the White House doing what not many are sure what she did.
Yes.
And then famously, she says she walked out, but several reports say that she was basically kind of dragged out of there, kicking and screaming and swearing when she tried to get into the personal residence to get Don to save her after Kelly fired her.
Am I wrong to think that there was some sort of rumor floated that she was banging Donald?
No, I've heard that rumor.
Wow.
Here is a clip from Celebrity Big Brother.
Boo.
Excuse me. Big Brother Celebrity Edition.
Oh, is that what it's called? How trashy. To the White House.
Omarosa Manigault Newman.
Oh, wee wee.
This is interesting, though. You know, she's, I don't know about Omarosa Scorned. I don't know if it was a good idea for them to, they could have kept her around.
Nothing about Omarosa was a good idea.
Right.
I don't know that hiring someone that was on Celebrity, our president hosted it. I was about to say,
the villain on several episodes.
She was
of the Apprentice. Yeah.
She was a shitty person.
Right. That everybody hated.
But you're playing yourself.
She was the villain. That's how
she was shitty.
No, you're a garbage person.
I mean, you can't edit somebody to be that shitty, can you? Not even. No.
So she made her debut on last night on Big Brother Celebrity Edition.
Yes.
And, well, here's what she said.
Oh, my gosh.
In a tearful.
I haven't heard this yet.
Tearful confession to, you know, some other dude that's on the show.
Sad.
Who I don't recognize, but I guess he's a celebrity.
Okay.
And from the outside, can I tell you as a voter, a citizen, I never got it.
That's the guy that is talking to Omarosa.
That's the guy that we just heard?
Yes.
I thought that was Omarosa.
No.
Okay. Who is that?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Did he work in the White House? Probably.
Well, no, he's a celebrity.
Does Donald sit around watching reality television like, oh, man, I saw this guy in the real world. We should put him in charge of our drug policy.
God, I really don't know who this person is that is this other celebrity.
Well, probably a douchebag. You know, I'll just say a douchebag. Kate, who the fuck is this? What are they saying in cop shows? I need a 20 on not a location. I need to find out who the fuck that is. Give me the 411.
Omarosa Monogild.
Oh, wee wee.
Here is the, as I look up, as I'm trying to see who the hell bag is. No, that's not it.
Oh, it's all horrible. Celebrity. I'm Big Brother Celebrity Edition. Pardon me while I vomit all over the fucking place. Oh, God.
Brendan Cole is one of them. Former Strictly Come Dancing pro. Wait, is this
Strictly Come When I'm Dancing?
This might be Britain's. I might have be on the wrong.
Is this Britain's?
No. I fucked up. I looked at the wrong story. Anyway, here's the rest of the video. I'll figure out who the fuck she's talking to. We'll get Kate on that.
Right.
From the outside, can I tell as a voter, a citizen? I never got it. Why you went to the White House with him?
I felt like it was like a call to duty. I felt like I was serving my country, not serving him. Whenever was it accepting a political appointment? It was always about the country.
Oh, bullshit.
God, you liar.
Bullshit. I'm sorry.
But these people are so vapid. They're like, listen to the way they talk. Everything's like so affected. They're like, it's almost vocal fry. It's almost like, I just love the country.
But they're whispering. They're off on the side whispering. Okay. Whispering in the backyard.
What I'm telling you is so fucking important.
Of the house.
Look at me.
Here we go.
Like, I was haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what?
I was haunted by tweets every single day.
How are you haunted by tweets?
Well, she was terrified of what he was going to tweet.
Just don't look at Twitter, dickhead. Why did she care what the fuck he's tweeting?
She's worried about the country.
Like, I was haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what is he going to tweet next?
Does anybody say to him, what are you doing?
I mean, I tried to be that person, and then all of the people around him attacked me. It was like, keep her away from him. Don't give her access. Don't let her talk to him. And it's like, Ivanka's there, Jared's there. And it's...
Who has that power to say what's going on?
I don't know if you can understand all that. I'm haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what is he going to tweet next?
Yes.
I tried to confront him about his behavior, but she said the people there around him stopped her from doing it.
Right.
Here we go.
No, I'm not there. It's not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, I'd like to say not my problem, but I can't say that because, like, it's bad.
What? Not my circus.
Should we be worried? He said. She said, it's bad.
Oh my God.
Should we be worried?
She's nodding.
Don't say that. Because we are worried, but I need you to say no, it's going to be okay.
Okay. No, it's going to not be okay.
It's not going to be okay. Omarosa is telling us it's not going to be okay.
These people are stupid. It's not my circus. Not my monkeys.
Yeah, I've never quite heard that phrase.
I've never heard that. It's not my monkeys, not my circus.
Omarosa, Keisha Knight Pulliam from The Cosby Show?
Polonium?
She was the little kid.
Keisha Knight Polonium. Yeah. Omarosa was
the daughter on Cosby? No, not Omarosa. Keisha Knight Pulliam was the little girl on the Cosby Show.
The young Rudy?
Yeah, Pookie. Rudy. Turdy, yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that was her name.
Actor singer James Maslow. No idea.
Rudy's on this fucking show.
Brandy Glanville, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
See, like, I can see.
Oh, this is Ross Matthews from E. He's a host and entertainment dude on E.
You know, it's got to suck. Oh, God. A host and entertainment dude on E, right. He's going to ask, hey, Keisha. See, what sucks about Rudy is now, after all this Cosby shit, the rest of her career, anything she does, the question will be, did Cosby fuck with you? That will always be asked. That sucks.
You're supposed to tell me everything's going to be okay. It's going to not be okay. It's not
going to be okay. You should be very scared.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she worked in the White House.
Well,
what
and
the
we
fuck?
Are, by the way. We've been.
Yeah, Omarosa, we're all nervous.
Since you're, what happened to, remember at the beginning she was all like, everybody's going to fall in line and they're all going to bend at the knee and worship Donald Trump. Remember that creepy shit she was saying? All his enemies will be vanquished, that kind of crap. What happened to that?
Yeah, I think what happened is all of a sudden Trump did a bunch of illegal shit in Russia. He's saying a bunch of insane racist crap that even the vile dick bags that work for him might be uncomfortable with.
Right.
He freaked out Omarosa, dude.
Yeah.
God damn.
Or she just pissed off that he let her get fired.
Yeah. You think
Now she's vindictive and she's like, well, I'm going to make some money and get some leaks out there. She's writing a book.
What does your gut say? Were they fucking?
Ugh.
Yes or no? Predictions or, guesses?
No.
Come on.
No, I can't. My brain can't even entertain that horror.
I'm just kidding. Come on. You know, they fucked. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
So Omarosa holding back tears.
Right.
Not really. She's crying. Breaks down in tears describing Trump's White House. Quote, it is not going to be okay is the headline.
So bad. It's bad.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we concur.
We caught that vibe. Thanks.
Ooh.
We might as well have our Alex Jones moment.
Yes.
I don't think we've had one for a couple days.
Okay.
This one is pretty crazy, even for him.
Ooh.
Here is Alex Jones talking. Oh, here you go. We'll let him do the setup.
Now, what I said is even when the police turned.
I'm not sure who he's talking to.
Who the
apparently,
fuck is this guy?
Someone who's starring in the new My Fair Lady.
Is it Dick Van Dyke?
I'm getting married in the morning.
who's in that?
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Who's in the movie? Who played that guy?
I don't know. He was an older British actor, I believe.
David Niven.
I think. No, David Niven was the
Nevin.
Was the dude, but he was Henry Higgins.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait.
Right. But her dad
was
the guy that sang, I'm getting married in the morning.
Shit.
Said is even when the police turned up, it was a difficult one because you see that could have gone one or two ways. That could have gone the way where we're physically having it because of what he said and done.
I've really got no idea who this is. He looks like
physically having it.
He looks like a tiki torch waving guy from Britain.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that kind, shaved head.
Because of what he said and done, or the way it did go, which is that I didn't even want him arrested. To be honest. I spoke to the police today.
It looks like he had a confrontation with a Muslim.
Oh, okay.
I think is what he's talking
this
about.
This white guy is a victim of a hate crime or something like that.
Something like that,
okay.
Yeah.
That I didn't even want him arrested, to be honest. I spoke to the police today and just to see, is he getting medical help? Because he is really not... I spent 20 minutes with him then and I could tell by then. I then contacted people he went to school with who had told me the problems he had through the school time. He's not right. And you mix that.
There's clips. They're showing clips of this guy. He has like another YouTube show. He must. And there's like some creepy, it almost looks like an Aryan kind of type flag behind him. Some design or something. It's pretty creepy.
Through the school time. He's not right. And you mix that.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the Union Jack.
Right.
It's the British flag. in all black and white.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Racist? It's really weird, though. It looks really weird. But it's like in where when he's talking, the screen, it's like the bottom half of the flag, all in black and white. So it looks like some weird, creepy.
Here, wait a second. Is this InfoWars?
Yeah, this is this guy talking over webcam to Alex.
Okay.
So we're going to hear Alex in a second.
Yes, you're right. It's racist.
This guy's setting it up.
Who had told me the problems he had through the school time is not right. And you mix that with a Quran and a preacher of hate, and you've got an explosive mixture, which in the UK, we've had plenty of people like this. We have one called Nicky Riley, who was learning difficulties, highly autistic. They put a bomb on him and sent him into a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
So they're talking about recruiting cognitively disabled people as as suicide bombers.
Oh, mate, give me a bomb.
Right, it's happening left and right here.
He's like, right, man.
We've got a lot of them here. Like Mickey.
God. See,
Nicky Riley, who was learning Nicky difficulties, Riley. Highly autistic. They put a bomb on him and sent him into a restaurant.
Right.
Well, let's explain something here. I didn't know this.
God. Here we go.
I talked to a family that are veterans and other people that have been in the Middle East. But it's also in Indonesia and wherever it's Muslims, you'll have a Christian area. Everybody's super smart, totally nice. And then you go to the Muslim area and there's mentally retarded children everywhere.
Come on. He just said the R word. Yep.
There's Christians, there's everybody smart and everything. You go to the Muslim area and there's mentally retarded children everywhere.
No hesitation.
Super smart, totally nice. And then you go to the Muslim area and there's mentally retarded children everywhere. People have disorders. People look crazy. And it's inbreeding, just like the British royal family. What the queen has 4 or 5 siblings. Most of them have been locked up in mental institutions.
Okay. I understand. So now Muslim communities are mainly comprised of mentally handicapped people that are inbreeding, that are fucking within their own families. And in fact, creating super mentally handicapped fuckers that they can give bombs to be suicide bombers.
Wait a second.
I never had this kind of insight.
She had one sister. I mean, is there something I don't know about? There's secret royal siblings that are locked up somewhere in the tower? What century does he think we're in?
I don't know, man.
Where they're locking up the special kids in the Tower of London or
this
some
is what
shit.
He described. I mean, I think any possibility is on the table.
Princess Margaret, right? Wasn't that her Queen Elizabeth's only sister?
She's locked away in a closet, she is. Right. She's ready to do terrorism.
Bunch of mentally retarded ones running around in the Tower of London.
Hey, come here, let me tie a bomb to you.
Oh my
so are
God.
They are they trying to even... is it true Al-Qaeda is even recruiting the autistic to be terrorists? That's terrifying.
People have disorders. People look crazy. Shit. And it's inbreeding, just like the British royal family. What the queen has 4 or 5 siblings. Most of them have been locked up in mental institutions their whole lives. I've seen some photos of them. And you look.
Maybe they're chimera.
Is this?
Yeah.
Right. Is this?
You've seen photos of the incarcerated
chimera
royal siblings.
Is he taking a shot at the queen because the queen won't give Donald Trump his like royal visit or some shit like that?
Oh, maybe.
Petty.
Institutions their whole lives. I've seen some photos of them. And you look at the Muslims, that's what they look like, is poor, sad people out of a old-fashioned sanitarium.
He's talking about Muslim neighborhoods where everybody's inbred and running around. Looking like one flew over the cuckoo's
nest. They're all poor, sad people that belong in sanitariums. How is this not fucking fascism?
But all the Christians
That's fucked up.
Are smart. All the Christians are smart, right?
I mean, this is where it's like, I mean,
I know, there's a lot of Christians around here. I think I can safely say there's a few not smart ones.
Oh, really? Yes, I'm willing to say. Too.
Let's go out in the middle of... the middle of Alabama. Let's drive an hour to the west and find a church somewhere.
where I think I'm going to go do comedy tonight.
Where are you getting?
It's the bowling alley. It's Thursday.
Oh.
Shooters.
Yeah. At the...
You want to go play trivia with the regulars and shooters?
The Washington football team bar.
In a bowling alley near the airport.
Look at the Muslims. That's what they look like, is poor, sad people out of a old-fashioned sanitarium.
This is horrific.
So talk about the numbers. The final ingredient is the mental illness the inbreeding, and then you find out in the Middle East and Central Asia, the imams and terrorists use the giant surplus of mentally retarded people.
No.
Giant surplus. We got a giant surplus of fucking slow people.
I'm sorry, we're running a little bit of a deficit right now.
Is that why we're losing the war on terror? We haven't properly tapped into a giant surplus of mentally handicapped people that we can put bombs onto and say, hey, march into here, do this, do that.
Oh, God. These are horrible people. What a garbage person. I mean,
I've never heard this theory before.
This is horrific.
At least in Central Asia, the imams and
the way he's describing.
Does Trump believe this?
He's describing a billion people.
If you think about what Trump has said in the past about people from other countries, particular countries where there are lots of brown people, I can see Trump buying into this. Honestly.
Oh, sure. I'm sure he's watching.
Terrorists use the giant surplus of mentally retarded people they've got, but also schizophrenia, you name it.
Tonight he'll tweet. We need to watch out for the mentally retarded terrorists.
God, I hate that word. It's just so horrible. Alex,
what if
your kid was mentally handicapped? Would you be able to say that over and over again? It's so insensitive.
I think Alex is the type who would lock up his mentally handicapped child and keep it away from the rest of the world.
Because
his super sperm, right? Wasn't
I got that super sperm. I don't know how this happened.
Plus of mentally retarded people they've got, but also schizophrenia, you name it, from the inbreeding to carry this out.
Oh my God.
It's just so fucking insensitive. And you know, like I hear somebody say that and I look at him and look how lucky you are. You don't have any afflictions that I can see. You're fine. You're walking around. Everything's normal. And you're taking that all for granted. And this fucking guy who you're going to call quote unquote retarded, because I don't even know. You don't even know what's wrong with him. But horrible. You look at him and you say, that guy's different. And people are going to treat him different just because of the way he looks. And you're going to fucking, on top of that bullshit, you're going to shit on him by saying, look at that retarded guy. My God. Shit, man. Fuck. If I was in charge of you, say that one time. Say it one time.
Well, Sandy Hook. I mean, you know, there's a long list of offenses.
God, it's fucked up. And he made fun of that person with the fucking the affliction, the thing, the news reporter.
Oh, Trump, yeah.
Oh, God, we're just the bottom of the barrel people in this fucking country.
There's that meme that's out there. It's like of him doing it, and it says, as God is my witness, I thought that would have been the end of his campaign.
Me too!
How could any civilized situation or country tolerate that?
And real quick, just to make a point that there aren't two equal sides, if you're some dickhead moderate thinking there are, if that was Hillary Clinton, did that, she would have been gone out of that fucking...
Well, she said deplorable.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
She said half of them were I put them in the basket of deplorables.
But can you imagine if a Democrat, if a liberal would have done that thing, that making fun of the fucking mentally handicapped, whatever the fuck... The handicapped person like that, they would have been gone from the fucking ticket. Howard Dean screamed as he named off a list of states that he was going to, and he was gone.
Meanwhile, on Fox and Friends, the headline, we don't even have to talk, we have to play any clips or anything, but the headline is pretty funny over at Media Matters.
Yes.
Says, Fox and Friends didn't discuss Trump aide Rob Porter's history of reported domestic abuse, but mentioned Obama 18 times today. So the biggest news story from the White House, not mentioned at all on Fox and Friends this morning, but Steve Doocy was like, Obama... And then Obama did this, and then Obama did that.
Wasn't Rob Porter, this wife beater guy, the main guy to this dickhead Kelly, General Fucknut Kelly?
Chief of his staff.
And everybody's so sad this Rob Porter left. Oh, we're so sad to get rid of this fucking wife beater. And we knew. We fucking knew.
Well, now they're saying today that Kelly knew beforehand.
Yeah. When they vetted him, right? They Kelly found all that shit beforehand.
And this is the kind of thing that is the reason he couldn't get a top secret clearance is because that kind of shit is blackmailable. And if they find out you've got shit going on, if there's a whiff of you having cheated on your spouse or something like that, even, right, you may not get top secret clearance because they think you can't be trusted with secrets because somebody might blackmail you.
Fucking Joe Biden said something about that today. He was like, yeah, this guy should have been gone a long time ago. He's like, Joe Biden says, I don't understand how this White House functions with all this chaos. I'm like, yeah, Joe, we don't know either.
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't function.
You know?
I had a different story here. Oh, here it is.
Sorry, Kate. We're too loud or something.
This is executive vice president and executive editor.
Yes.
Of Fox News.
Oh, wee wee. God bless you.
I'm allergic to saying Fox.
God bless you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Under his eye.
Oh, yeah.
Fox News is John Moody is the network's executive.
Oh, man. What's wrong? You know, you're so lucky that God made it so your eyelids close shut because otherwise your eyeballs would pop out.
Bouncing around like a...
It'd be a horror scene.
Flying around like a Indonesian stripper show.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to... Yeah, like a ping pong ball popping out of the vulva. I don't even know how to turn the show off if that happens. Can you find the stop button by...
Just unplug everything.
By feel? Oh, okay.
This guy is wrote an op-ed.
Yes.
And he's basically upset about all the brown people.
Fuck you.
And the LGBT people on our Olympic team.
What?
The executive vice president and executive editor of Fox News.
Oh, my God. It's not news. It's not right that in this country we're allowed to call that shit news. It's not.
From his screed?
Screed.
Unless it's changed overnight.
Fuck you.
The motto of the Olympics since 1894 has been faster, higher, stronger. It appears the U.S. Olympic Committee would like to change that to darker, gayer, different.
Hey, man, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Holy shit, huh?
I mean, when people in authority say shit like that, I mean, I know this guy. Listen, most sane people understand that Fox News, what's this guy's name? What's his
John Moody.
Of shit? John, most sane people know that the fucking shit network you run is garbage. So what you say is poo-poo. It doesn't fucking matter.
Well, John's got a preacher die job going on top of his head.
But some people believe this guy, and it's a fucking tragedy.
Darker, gay, or different. If your goal is to win medals, that won't work.
Bullshit, dickhead.
How about it's that darker, gay, or different people are now allowed to compete, and some of them win. So
right.
These are the best athletes. He's making it sound like there's some affirmative action thing going on here where the top athletes don't make it. The top white athletes don't make it.
It's
bullshit.
It's what you said. It's just because gay people of color are allowed to compete alongside the white people. That means naturally you're going to have less fucking white people.
A USOC, United States Olympic Committee, official, was quoted this week expressing pride, parentheses, what else?
Right.
About taking the most diverse U.S. squad ever to the Winter Olympics. That was followed by, frankly, an embarrassing laundry list of how many African Americans, Asians, and openly gay athletes are on this year's U.S. team.
We're celebrating it! You celebrate diversity, dickhead.
No sport that we are aware of awards points or medals for skin color or sexual orientation.
What points are being awarded? People are just saying, oh, isn't it a good thing that our society is more diverse right now? We're less fucking racist.
Let's describe John Moody.
Oh, he's a big fucking white fat fuck.
He's not fat, but he's an old white fuck.
Okay. What a piece of shit.
With, 20-year-old dye job hair, except he's got the Polly from Sopranos, really white sideburn thing going.
Hey, John, let me make a suggestion. I don't know where you're eating tonight, but for every meal for the foreseeable future, why don't you go to White Castle? Get like a suitcase. They call it a suitcase, right? It's like 30 little White Castle burgers, and get French fries, a big order of fries, and eat that every fucking day. See what happens. You make the world a better place.
Here's the last paragraph they have here at Media Matters from his screed. For the current USOC, a dream team should look more like the general population.
What?
So while uncomfortable, the question probably needs to be asked. Were our Olympians selected because they're the best at what they do? Or because they're the best publicity for our current obsession with having one each from column A, B, or C? Last I saw,
yes,
you racist cum stain.
Yeah, you dickhead.
Is that every sport they compete, and the top X number of people that win these competitions get chosen for the Olympic team. There's skaters out there skating their little hearts out to try to make the team. There are
nobody cares if they're sucking dick.
Biathletes,
whatever they're doing
out there. And I don't mean bisexual athletes.
No,
there may be bisexual biathletes.
Who
there may be
bi
bi athletes.
Bye bye.
But that are out skiing and shooting, which is for me one of the more ridiculous sports.
Oh yeah. Why do you even need that? That was in a James Bond movie.
It's very
one
odd.
Of them, I don't know, for
Money Penny.
So I mean, this is Fox News. This is who we are. This is who they are.
But
executive vice president and executive editor.
Insane.
Fox News.
This is another one of these little white fucking dickhead ninnies that thinks there's a war on white people, on white, straight white men in this country.
What about all the white athletes that may not have, the hardworking white people who didn't make it because you chose someone who's brown who likes to rub her beaver up against another beaver?
Listen, for a guy that runs a news department or some shit, I mean, last I checked, we've got a bunch of brown people being held hostage by the party that is in charge over some bullshit. We've got ICE agents rounding up people that have lived in this country for years, that work, that have a job, that are great people. They're getting deported to countries they've never been to. And you're telling me, dickhead, there's a war on white people. Where the you're a rich white fuck. Fuck you.
Ooh.
What a dick.
That even made Kate.
God damn, man.
Make a really bad smell.
That's insane.
Jesus, Kate.
It really is insane.
I think it was Kate.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts that in our climate, these racist dickhead white people are able to push the narrative that there is a war waged against them. That is
crazy. The executive vice president of the top cable news station that's out there who is unabashedly racist and unabashedly xenophobic, homophobic, and stupid because he doesn't know how our athletes are chosen and thinks, well, you know, what's next? Well, maybe we should have separate again. Maybe we should have Negro leagues again.
Well, hey, why don't you go back in time and go live in Naziville, USA, Hitler was trying to breed the master race with a bunch of white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired fucknuts.
I mean, I kind of skimmed over this earlier, but this is 1,000 times worse than I had imagined that it was. This is horrific.
Atrocious. It's atrocious. And this guy, this dickbag, this piece of shit, probably drags his wife and his shitty fucking kids.
Oh, they go to church.
Out to church.
Sure.
How dare you?
Absolutely.
And then you poo-poo me. You say I'm immoral because I don't believe in any of this bullshit in the sky. And look at you, you garbage face fuckhead.
Man, that's a pretty horrible story.
That guy's in charge of a news organization.
Well, yeah, quotes.
God, why do we allow that? Why are we such pussies in this country? Let's do what Europe's doing. Let's do what Canada's doing. Let's get real with these fuckheads. No more Fox News. We'll call you Fox.
Let's laugh at Alex Jones again. There's a new one hot off the presses here. Just dropped over at Right Wing Watch.
Better not be making fun of mentally handicapped people,
dickhead. He's making fun of LGBT.
Yeah.
Really important. And I know last few days I said I would get to what the whole trans movement's about.
Gosh.
And why have you say tranny, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, says they will ban you. I mean, we've had executives from Facebook and Twitter call here, and it's official executives, and say, we don't want to ban you, but you can't use that word.
You're an asshole.
Above all other words. And I'm going to explain it, what's behind it. It's not the people, that men that want to be women or women that want to be men. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with something bigger. The most protected class are going to be augmented humans, cyborg.
Oh, my God.
Alex, you're nuts. By calling somebody who's... Okay, for anybody listening to this show that doesn't understand why it's offensive to call a trans person a tranny and you're so fucking dumb, I'll explain it to you. It dehumanizes them. You're calling them a tranny. It takes their humanity away. It makes them a thing, right?
It's
the most...
It makes them feel bad. It makes them feel like shit.
It has to do with something bigger. The most protected class are going to be augmented humans, cyborgs, you name it.
Cyborgs.
And you're going to have humanoids, which, again, isn't a man and a woman with the chromosomes splicing together.
I'm worried there's people listening. Listen, understand. Trans people are human beings. They're not robots. They're not cyborgs. Really? Nobody's a cyborg. Nobody. No, a trans person is a human being. They're not a fucking robot. Oh my
God. I have two screws in my finger. Am I part cyborg? Am I?
No, you're C-3PO. Good God. What the fuck?
They're already announcing the first baby with three parents to be born this year. Now, they've been doing it for decades, but. It's not a human. It's something different when you got three parents. And he's like, oh, we just changed some of these genes over here. It changes the whole deal.
I don't know.
What is he talking about now? How did we go?
Sometimes I think he starts nuts. Pun intended, jonesing for the really crazy batshit stuff.
He
starts throwing it all together into a big souffle.
What is it?
Conspiracy shit.
What is this three people making a baby? Is it two guys, one girl? Is it two girls, one guy making a
two girls, one cup?
Yeah, that, and you make a mutant baby. What is the point of this? Are they superhuman?
No,
where do you hear this from?
I don't know. I think the theory is out there that they might have done it with animals, where you do have multiple parents by splicing some genes in there, so you
get a cyborg.
Well, no, that's something different.
Oh, okay.
Change some of these genes over here. It changes the whole deal. Especially start mixing two women. That's a whole nother subject, because women have double the genetic code and then some. And then one extra chromosome, but also the mitochondrial DNA.
Ooh, you got double the genetic code and then some.
That the men don't even have.
Oh, shit. Is it even
mitochondrial DNA?
What is that? Kate, give me some schematics.
That the men don't even have. And so they're creating new life forms.
Oh.
And they're just creating a stampede where you don't criticize that. And I made the joke a few weeks ago, you know, there's hundreds of new sexual preferences and Facebook recognizes 50. So I said, will I get in trouble if I don't know the LGBTQTZ L3 94 QQZ 45 ABCDQFP? It actually came out in the news this week that people are saying it's this big long thing, and if you don't know that, you're hateful, and you've got to add each new group to it. And I'm just like,
it's not true. It's just not
came
true.
Out in the news today.
It was. I saw it.
Right.
It was.
No, I mean, you know,
Brian Williams,
Alex. You know, I think maybe as human beings, God. The bare minimum. I mean, we could be sensitive to other people on the planet. You fuck.
Yeah, you cuck.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a cuck. I'm a cuck. Hey,
sensitive.
Can I get three people and make it? What does he mean? If you start putting two females together,
isn't this bad shit even for him? I mean,
what happens with all the extra genetic code?
I don't understand.
If you have a mutant kid, there's extra genetic code as a woman. I got four extra vaginas on your elbow over here. What are you gonna do?
So his point is that we shouldn't be having all these genetic experiments and chimera and everything, that he's been advocating against this.
We shouldn't, though. I mean, maybe I don't think we should do that. I mean, I don't think
I mean, I guess he's seen them, though. The human pig chimera floating in the tank somewhere.
Kate, look at me.
I've seen him.
What animal do you want to be sewn to? What do you want to be melded? What do you think she wants to be morphed with? Something cool like a...
like a big dog.
A dog? That's boring. No. Like a... ooh, a condor. If she could fly.
Oh, that would be great.
QQZ45, ABCD, QFP. It actually came out in the news this week that people are saying it's this big, long thing. And if you don't know that, you're hateful. And you've got to add each new group to it. And I'm just like, they got groups of people that want to have sex with cars. I'm meant to know what that group's called. In fact, you looked up the name of the day, Zach.
There are people who suffer from the mental illness of wanting to have sex with cars.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they have asked to officially put them in the acronym.
I'm not sure
it's LGBTQ and CF for car fuckers.
Let me ask you something. He got into this whole thing just because someone from Facebook called and said, listen, quit referring to people as trannies on your Facebook posts or we'll ban you. That's where all this came from.
Yeah.
Damn, Alex, you could just stop saying tranny. I mean, you should, dude. That's shitty.
Well, it's a natural progression from...
if we have every
transgender to car fucking,
if everyone calls transgender people, if everyone calls them trannies, people will, it's dehumanizing. People will stop seeing them as humans and they will do bad shit to them. That's why you don't do stuff like that.
Groups of people that want to have sex with cars. I'm meant to know what that group's called. In fact, you looked up the name of the day, Zach.
And the
headlines were Alex Jones says gay men want to break into your garage and have sex with your car. Nothing about gay men. Nothing about sex with. It was all about as they add all these new things, then make us accept it.
Hey, time out.
No, he pulled that slippery slope bullshit.
Yes.
And got called out on it by saying, right. Oh, you know, if we allow the gay sex and everything, next thing you know, it's going to be okay to fuck your car. You know, there's people out there that have sex with cars. And
listen, you know, we got that. Your car's in the garage, but it's not locked.
I guess I'll have to check it for jizz.
I think gay men are fucking.
I have to luminol my car before I get
a couple of gay guys are breaking in to fuck your car. Why a couple? Why wouldn't you just go on your own? Don't you want the whole car yourself?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
The threesome.
Threesome. Chimera.
Sex with. It was all about as they add all these new things, then make us accept it. Like, this woman wants to be blind. We pour Drano in her eye, and the taxpayer pays for her to live as a blind woman. That's
good God. Yes, it's mental illness. Yes, if someone pours bleach in their eyes in order to get government assistance, that I think maybe. But she was on drugs. She was on drugs and mentally ill.
Right. She needed help.
But the conservatives make it sound like it's a regular thing then. Well, why should we give aid to someone who gouged their own eyes out?
Because they're fucked up. They're sick. They need help, dumbass. Right. Which, listen.
Don't you think it's a symptom of something? We're not just giving her, oh, look, you're blind money.
Hey, Alex.
That there might be some other counseling involved.
Yeah, listen, Alex, you're racist and heinous, homophobic, transphobic. You're all that shit. But you're also mentally ill, I think. And to you, I would extend the same, you know, sympathy or whatever. You need to be in a facility. Someone needs to help you. You are fucked in the head. Yeah. You need
and an
something.
Asshole.
Yes, and he's an asshole.
A spectacular asshole.
You need lithium.
Here's more. The rest of it. We've got about a minute left.
Poor Drano in her eye, and the taxpayer pays for her to live as a blind woman. That's mental illness.
What?
Are we going to put that on there, too? Well, it's happened. And it'll be like the national religion to go L3Q943ABC.
So he's
They did not petition again. Yes. After Carfucker.
Right.
To have, SB, self-blinders.
It's like,
it's just not true. Yeah, he's saying that the people who want to poke their own eyes out or pour bleach in their eyes to become blind, to be on government assistance, want a letter in LGBT.
Right. So the horrible thing is, he's comparing gay people to people that want to pour Drano
that are mentally
in their
ill,
eyes
right.
to blind them. And the gay people I've met, I don't think that's the case.
I mean, I've known some crazy fucking people that happen to be gay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sure, they're just like these other.
Well, yeah.
For
example,
Yeah. On there too. Well, it's happening.
I'm speechless.
And it'll be like the national religion to go L3Q943ABCQPBLVQ543Z92...34Q5974. I mean, it's just total mental illness.
It is.
But it's how you destroy a civilization.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's like the South Park episode.
Treating people the way they would like to be treated, like people, is how civilizations end, Ryan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Treating trans people like people is how civilizations end. Because you start treating the trans people, you gotta you gotta get the car fuckers in there.
Oh yes.
And you gotta and you gotta get all of them.
I want special protection for people that pour Drano in their eyeballs. They're trying to take advantage.
Right.
And he goes through all these machinations, all this other bullshit. To say, it's just like that South Park episode?
Oh, yeah, here we go. I'm sure South Park would be thrilled.
Civilization. I'm telling you, it's like the South Park episode. You go have them, you know, put a fake blowhole on the top of your head and a fin on the back of you. You're not a dolphin. You're not a penguin. And there's males and there's females. And then there's genetic mutations of hermaphrodites. And we're not attacking hermaphrodites. The point is that it's happening to the animals. We're going to talk about the plan to end humanity. There it is, LGBT. They found it. LGBT. Activists push for LGBTQQICAPF2K. I told you it'd be something like that. You can't make this up. That's in major Canadian newspapers, you name it, with the president there saying people kind. I mean, this is an...
did you hear that? He's pissed at Trudeau because he didn't say mankind. In a speech, he said people kind.
Okay.
And losing their minds.
He's just trying to be inclusive.
They're losing
it's a nice thing.
F2K. I told you it'd be something like that. You can't make this up. That's in major Canadian newspapers, you name it, with the president there saying people kind. I mean, this is an assault on biology.
Meanwhile, that's a screen cap from InfoWars that he's reading from with the headline.
Yes.
And... the headline says, LGBT activists push for LGBTQQICAPF2K. But
insane.
Over to the side is an ad. 50% off iCurin 30-day liver teeth detox.
Oh, my God.
Start today.
What the fuck? This is nuts.
So, the headline over at Right Wing Watch says, Alex Jones says transgender rights activism is really about cyborgs.
Oh my God.
And car fuckers, apparently.
And all this because he says the term tranny on his Facebook page. Someone called him and said, don't say it anymore.
Yeah, you probably don't want to say that because there are those who believe that it is an offensive term.
And Alex, Facebook's private. It's not your right to be on Facebook. If they want to keep you off, they fucking will.
Rand Paul trending. Rand Paul is still being a little white butt plug for the continuing resolution. Here's a little bit from him blathering on the floor of the Senate.
So the reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits? And then how come you're for Republican deficits?
I hate when Rand Paul stumbles into the right answer.
Well, I mean,
bugs me.
He is a racist.
A libertarian, and libertarians every once in a while stumble into actual real rights.
For
equal rights for people. Not all the time,
right.
But occasionally.
Yeah.
Republican deficits. Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficits and now you're for the Republican deficits, isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy?
Yeah.
Then call for, God damn.
I mean, he also doesn't want any kind of amnesty and any kind of social safety
bigot.
Net. Let's not forget he's a heinous dickwad.
Yeah, I see you. I'm not impressed.
Occasionally he does waddle into the or limp into the truth.
Limp. He got beat up. What happened? He got beat up by his neighbor because of a...
He says he got blindsided and it was unprovoked. No. I don't know.
Unprovoked.
I think that fucker said
unprovoked.
Something.
Two rich people living next to each other. Out of nowhere, he gets jumped. by, I'm not saying, listen, Rand, I'm not blaming the victim. I'm just saying, we're trying to figure out what happened, and you're a tremendous asshole. So it didn't come out of it.
Oh, here. Rand Paul voted for the tax cut.
Oh.
That will increase the deficits. So he was squealing. He's squealing about increasing the debt or the deficit when he signed on to that ridiculous tax bill that is going to torpedo the economy and in a year.
So, dude, what the fuck is he even fucking talking about?
He's a Republican, man. They have a hypocrisy shield.
I don't understand.
Can't be called on it. He's accusing everyone of hypocrisy, and he's up there.
Yeah.
As a hypocrite.
Insane.
And they can't, his own people can't call him out on it because they can't admit that their tax plan is going to increase the deficit or the debt. There's going to be so much growth.
Right. So GOP.
So much growth from these tax.
Yeah.
But
nobody can call, nobody in his party can call him out for the hypocrisy because, you know, well.
Well, right.
it's a tough thing. God. See, Republicans, if you weren't such racist shitbags, you know. Every argument wouldn't be like this.
It's kind of a stretch.
But it is. It is. It's not an equal side. You suck.
Thanks for joining us, man. It went fast today. We've got a few minutes left here in the bigger show, though. Don't forget we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're out on the iTunes and Stitcher, etc., etc., etc.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Give us a like.
And also, don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a commission. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out. Thanks to those that do.
We buy our shit.
Appreciate it.
Well, no. Just buy shit, and then we get paid.
Yeah, it's not our shit.
Right.
Lots for tomorrow. Ooh. Piling up for Faithless Friday.
Oh, my God. The week went by fast, man.
This is horrific. I want to talk about this one. Well, this is going to get us good and mad. You know what these asshole Republicans are trying to do now?
Yes. I mean, no.
Something with the Labor Department. Democrats are urging the Labor Department to ditch a contentious proposal that basically will allow restaurant owners to keep their employees' tips.
What? How does that make any sense?
It says it'll let them redistribute or keep.
No.
What do you think's going to happen?
They're going to keep them. They're going to keep them, Pat, and they're going to want to pay the servers minimum wage. It's going to be bullshit.
And the Labor Department, under Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, we haven't heard anything about him that much, Trumpian.
I'm sure he's a shitbag.
Dickwad.
I mean, that's, you know.
Who, they concealed evidence in their proposals to do this. Democrats are accusing them, said the agency needs to bail on the measure because officials concealed evidence from the public, projecting a significant loss in money for millions of tipped employees across the country. So there's a study that says if you do this, everybody that lives on tips is going to get fucked.
Yeah, and you can't live off.
Accidentally left that out.
How would they get paid then? Just a wage?
Yeah, and how many states can you pay people $2 an hour with that ridiculous law you're a tipped employee? Thanks, Republicans, by the way.
That's fucked up. Because, like, waiting tables and bartending shit, I mean, you can make some good money
off that.
That's
hard work, too.
Right.
And people are assholes.
Oh, my God.
Holy
they're
shit.
Heinous.
Yeah.
They're heinous.
24 senators wrote to the labor secretary saying that the Labor Department, quote, is forcing through a regulation that would take money out of the pockets of low wage workers. And even worse, it covered up the potentially catastrophic impact from workers and advocates.
Yes.
This is a stark example of how far the Trump administration is willing to go to appease business interests at the expense of working families.
God, if you voted for Donald Trump, suck a fucking dick.
Bloomberg reported that Labor Department leaders had suppressed internal analysis showing that workers could lose billions of dollars in tips if the agency enacted the rule as proposed.
They cheated. They lied. We should be screaming about this.
The officials directed their staff to tweak the methodology so the projections wouldn't be so alarming.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. They're fudging the numbers.
This is corruption just to pass right. their fucking law.
In 2011, the Labor Department under then-President Barack Obama issued a regulation limiting scenarios in which restaurants can force employees to share their tips with colleagues.
You can't trust Republicans. You just fucking can't.
The proposal from Trump's Labor Department would do away with that rule so management could do as it pleases with servers and bartenders' tips so long as they are paid a full minimum wage before gratuities. So I guess these laws where you could pay $2 an hour then.
Right.
You'll have to pay a minimum.
Well, dude, imagine. But imagine the income grab that is if you own a business. All my God, there are places you can wait tables and make $300-$400 in a shift. Man. Now, instead of that, you're making $80 minimum wage, and then the restaurant gets your tips.
The restaurant lobby.
Yeah.
Wants the Trump administration to change the law so that restaurants can run tip pools, having servers and bartenders share their gratuities with back-of-the-house workers like cooks and dishwashers who normally don't get tips. How about paying those people living wages?
But they do. That's bullshit. No, they do. Servers and waiters in every... I don't give a fuck. They have a system. They tip out busboys. They tip out front of house, sometimes back of house.
I don't know about the cooks, but...
It's a fucking percentage.
But yeah, they do bus boys in front of house. The way officials crafted the new proposal, however, there's nothing to stop a restaurant owner from keeping a portion or all of a worker's tips without redistributing them to the other workers.
That's
what do you think
shit.
Is gonna happen?
Oh, gee, Pat, let me think. Oh, they're gonna do the
See, this is why we have rules and regulations and laws. Trump's like, get rid of regulations.
What do you think a big corporation like, say, Lettuce Entertain You is gonna do? They own like, what, five
Cheesecake
fucking
factory.
Huge ass. Oh, yeah. My God. They're gonna fuck everybody.
Horrible.
I mean, you could work as a... God damn, you could work as a server and support yourself. You make good money. You work your fucking ass off, you know.
In their letter Tuesday, the Democrats said the proposal runs counter to the Labor Department's own mission statement, which says to foster, promote, and develop the welfare of wage earners.
God damn. You think about that. Like, that's the one, you know, when you go out, you feel good when you tip.
So they're trying to pretend. Well, why don't you want the poor dishwasher to share in those tips? Why don't you want the cook to share in those tips?
But
first of all, why don't you pay those people living wage? And second
absolutely.
Of all, it's not going to, you know, what's going to happen.
Those people aren't going to get paid.
If you tell them you don't have to give them their tip money.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Thank you. I got either I got bills to pay or I got a nice car I want to buy.
Man, I go to this bar sometimes in Pensacola. It's called the Azalea, and it's like, and it is, those bartenders should get their tips. That's all I'm saying. You see what they have to deal with. I mean, you see some crazy shit there. They should get their tips. Are you fucking kidding? The bar's getting all the money. The markup on liquor and food is insane. The restaurant gets that. They're doing okay. God,
we got to get going here, but somewhere where I hope. The people who clean this place get tips is in France.
Oh, oui. what happened?
There's a new brothel that's opened in Paris.
Uh-oh.
Paris.
Right.
It's France's first ever sex doll brothel. Has
oh my God.
Three silicone sex dolls ready for rent.
That's it. That's it.
France changed laws in 2016 to make for paying for sex illegal, but the laws didn't say anything about paying for sex with a doll.
Okay.
So a new brothel opened in Paris where customers can pay to hang.
Yes. Oh, God.
The X-Doll site advertises it has three different dolls on offer. Lily, Sophia, and Kim, complete with pictures of each.
God damn.
The whole operation is shrouded in secrecy. In fact, the official website doesn't even offer an address other than to say it's somewhere in the 14th arrondissement of Paris.
So only some, three of
down
them.
South, somewhere south of Notre Dame.
What do you do? You're like, okay, give me
down
doll
by the catacombs, huh?
Oh yeah, give me doll number two. And the guy's like, well, yeah, that's fine. Actually, that's a discount because somebody blew out the mouth earlier today.
To find the location, you first have to pay for a session.
Oh God,
89 euros an hour.
Well, how much money?
It's about. It's almost the same right now, isn't it? So 90 bucks ish.
149
for 2 hours.
To fuck a doll.
Other European cities have also embraced the trend in recent years. There have been sex dolls for hire for 3 years in Gateshead in the UK.
Welcome to Gateshead.
Which made headlines for its try before you buy policy. A sex doll brothel opened last week in Amsterdam.
Okay.
The first one was in Spain. In Barcelona. It says these are totally realistic dolls, both in movement of their joints to the touch of their skin that will allow you to fulfill all your fantasies.
I mean, does this put sex workers out of business now? I mean,
well, not the people who are cleaning them.
Yeah, but you're not going to, you know.
Blah.
You put them in a dishwasher or what do you do?
I don't know.
Steam hose clean them, you know
take
what I mean?
Them out the, right. On the street and hose them out.
Yes. Hey, it's like, we're going to have that doll ready for you in just a second.
See, now that's where they could use those Gwyneth Paltrow vagina steamers.
Oh, absolutely. That's a good point. Get that actually goop out.
Clean that shit out of there. What a world. God, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh,
back
yes.
Tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Blah, blah, blah. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. We are back with more of this bullshit tomorrow, everybody.
Ooh, it's so sad when you have to deflate them.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.